So we're going to have a little fun here. We're going to do two wind the clock back. First one, Bob and Frank, we're winding the clock back. You're going to be 25 years old when you start this question, but you're going to have all the knowledge you have today. Pretty neat spot. How would you go about building a new Holstein herd from scratch?
I think if I didn't have a lot of money, I'd try to go on out and buy that cow with a good pedigree and with enough genomics that you can afford to do in vitro and maybe use the rest of the herd for recipients, to kind of... But I think the first thing, you got to start with a good product. And if that cow isn't a transmitter or you got a pedigree that tells you there's good bulls in the pedigree, I think it's really hard to start a new family that's really good. But that's been my experience. So,
Bob?
Well, I think like Frank, there's two things that you got to do to stay alive today. If you're going to breed good cattle, you got to start with good foundation. And today, if you're going to market successfully, you better be kind of on the front line of genomics. So I think if I were going to start a new herd, I would look over the top-end genomics in the breed, and I'd try to sort through them and see which ones of them come from the best performance cow families, the ones that can make a lot of records and make good records and stay in the herd for a while. And I guess that would be my suggestion if I was going to start again, is start with the top genomics and try to find the best cow families you can find among the top genomics.